This is your weekly Beatle moment. I'm Emily Binder. In 2009, I had recently graduated from the University of Michigan and had Fridays off from my job at the Aggression Research Lab studying the impact of violent media. It was a good time to start something. A colleague told me about a site called Etsy where she was selling her handmade yoga mat bags. Etsy was 4 years old at the time, but hardly a household name. As for my hobbies, I was into alternative baking. One day when researching recipes, I came across a blog post about how to send brownies baked in jars overseas. I bought some mason jars, poured brownie batter in, made from scratch, of course, baked at 350, then put boiling hot lids and rings on until they vacuum sealed. Canned brownies. I found that it worked with cake, too. I wondered if I could make extra money selling brownies and cakes baked in jars on this Etsy site. My jar cakes had a one-month shelf life, and I offered lots of unique flavors, including vegan and gluten-free options. I called my shop Adore a Jar Bakery. Get it? I created a brand, blogged, and tweeted, and figured out how to use Etsy's original keyword tool to drive sales. I tested photos, pricing, item titles, and descriptions. It was a great little education in e-commerce. Over the 5 or so years my shop was active, I had about 200 sales, each one handmade to order and frantically shipped at a USPS on my lunch break in Buckhead. It was a lot of work, and I probably lost money half the time, but I loved being creative and selling something I had made with my own two hands. I loved copywriting and coming up with calligraphy for the labels and the packaging and writing item descriptions and seeing what worked and what didn't as far as getting found on Etsy search results. I toyed with the idea of taking this side hustle full-time and becoming a jar cake queen. Somehow, I couldn't make the jump because that would go against the very things I loved about Etsy, how it was truly handmade and amateur. Nowadays, it's hard to compete with the licensed pros who dominate Etsy. Back in 2009, it was like a bake sale in the middle of Wisconsin. As a buyer, I didn't care that the kitchens probably weren't up to code, and I know mine wasn't. The point of doing things like my Etsy shop or blogging for 10 years or investing time and energy in podcasts or even this flash briefing is not to make money, at least not directly. If the product is you and the end goal is to sell your services, these are not measurable tactics, but they are powerful for education and great fodder for marketing yourself and telling your story. If you're enjoying this content, and I really hope you are, please rate and review this flash briefing. In your Alexa app, under Skills and Games, just search for Beatle Moment Marketing. Your rating will help others find the show. And if you miss a week, you can always play the past flash briefings at beatlemoment.com under Media, where you'll also find blog posts with more details that accompany each weekly briefing. Thank you so much for listening. It's not enough to hope, you have to act. Marketing that doesn't work in the real world is just a thought piece. Visit beatlemoment.com for more and to find out how to consult with me. Start the clock on your Beatle Moment. Brought to you by our friends at Effect.co, the number one flash briefing management tool. Visit effct.co.